You've just heard my theme song, Blue Horizon. This is Eric Offner's Sounds of Jazz, and this particular program features one of my all-time favorites, Johnny Hodges. Interestingly enough, Bechet, whose Blue Horizon you've just heard, was also the teacher of the great Johnny Hodges. I hope you will share my enthusiasm for the great Johnny Hodges when you listen to this program. He was affectionately known as Rabbit, born in Cambridge, Mass. On July 25, 1906, and he died on May 11, 1970, due to a fatal heart attack. Johnny Hodges, as a youngster, played drums and piano, and at age 14, switched to the saxophone. He followed his teacher Bechet into the Willie the Lion Smith Quartet in 1924, and Johnny Hodges played with Sidney Bechet at Sidney's club, Club Basha, in 1925. His other bands were Chick Webb, Lucky Roberts, until he played for Duke Ellington, starting in May 1928 until the year 1951. He started his own band in 1951 and played till spring of 1955, rejoining Duke Ellington in August of 1955. His tone is exquisite. He has tender feelings. He has a melodic sound, rhythmic, and for me personally, this is controversial, the finest alto saxophone man of our time. Let's listen to some music.
On the sunny side of the street.
listening to Eric's Sounds of Jazz. My name as host is Eric Offner. Call me at 516-627-4468 or catch me at eoffner@optonline.net. The music that you've heard started with a Lionel Hampton group, two reeds and a rhythm section. The other reed was Buster Bailey, and Hamp sings on Sunny Side of the Street, and the second number, I Know That You Know, with Lionel Hampton on drums, Jess Stacy on piano. Let's move to June 30, 1936, when Johnny Hodges was playing with Teddy Wilson. I Cried for You. Billie Holiday with a great Johnny Hodges solo. Johnny Hodges from Lionel Hampton on to Teddy Wilson, and now with the Gotham Stompers on March 25, 1937. Alabama Home. What a great guitar solo by Bernard Addison. You recognized Cootie Williams on a muted horn. Unforgettable Cootie Williams solo. And when you listen to Johnny Hodges, I am sure everyone can tell that Bechet taught him. The other reed players were Bonnie Bigard on clarinet and Harry Carney on baritone sax. From the studio date of Alabama Home, which was half Chick Webb band, Chick on the drums, and Duke Ellington's band, we go now to the famous Carnegie Hall concert of January 16, 1938, an unforgettable blue reverie. Needless to say, Johnny Hodges on soprano, and there is no question that Blue Reverie again reminds one of Bechet. The other instrumentalists, Cootie Williams, Jess Stacy, Harry Carney. That was the great Carnegie Hall concert. Thank you. From Blue Reverie, from the Carnegie Hall concert, we now go to Finesse, recorded on March 21, 1939, a very unusual situation. A trio, Johnny Hodges on soprano, Duke Ellington on piano, and Billy Taylor on bass. You're listening to Eric Offner's Sounds of Jazz. The name of the program is Eric Sounds of Jazz, but this program, as you can tell, is featuring the great Johnny Hodges. And I'd like to move to the July 3, 1941, two Victor dates, Squatty Roo, a song written by Johnny Hodges, and now we hear Johnny Hodges and his orchestra with Duke Ellington on piano. The second number of November 2, 1940 is Daydream, written by Ellington and his close ally, Billy Strayhorn. Thank you. now move to Hodges with the Duke Ellington Band on three numbers, an unforgettable solo on Warm Valley, featuring Johnny Hodges, and recorded on October 17, 1940. On May 4, 1940, Hodges appears on Don't Get Around Much Anymore, which some of you know was originally known as Never No Lament, and you're going to be hearing a recording that has more of Hodges than other recordings of this number. And finally, we're concluding this three-number Duke Ellington section with I Got It Bad, and That Ain't Good. The opening chorus, Johnny Hodges. The vocalist, Ivy Anderson.
Thank you.
I'm happy to go to the Esquire All-Star Session. That was quite a session put together by Leonard Feather. And on January 10, 1946, we hear Gone with the Wind. Hodges, the other Reed man, Don Byers. That's Billy Strayhorn on piano. This recording was cut at 2:45 a.m. in the morning. A 12-inch recording at 78. Leonard Feather advises that everyone else went home. And so Hodges, Don Byers, Billy Strayhorn created a masterpiece on their very first take. Thank you. We are coming close to the end of the show, so I want to mention that Hodges left the Ellington Band to form his own band in 1951. And before rock and roll, a tune written by Al Sears, Castle Rock, became a big hit. I would call it Rhythm and Blues, with Emmett Berry, Lawrence Brown, and Al Sears. It was big enough for Frank Sinatra to record this tune with Harry James. Hodges went back to Ellington on the condition that he could take off any time for a 2-week period. Ellington agreed to that condition, and Norris Turney was the sweet substitute, in the words of Jelly Roll Morton. You've heard Hodges' great career, numerous recordings, numerous bands, primarily with Duke Ellington and remembered as such. I hope I've given you other sides of Johnny Hodges. And his death 2 days before recording Portrait of Bechet as part of New Orleans Suite would have been his final tribute to his great teacher, Sidney Bechet. hope you enjoyed the show, and I'll catch you the next time.